President Biden addresses veterans' health care. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. The president speaking about the PACT Act in his home state of Delaware and how it's supposed to serve veterans and their families.
It means new facilities, new research, more health care workers at VA hospitals. And for families who suffer the ultimate loss, it means potential access to life insurance, tuition benefits, home loan assistance, monthly stipends. And it's real. It's not small. It's what we should be doing.
The PACT Act is a new law which expands health benefits for veterans exposed to toxic substances like burn pits during their military service. Twitter CEO Elon Musk now defending his decision to suspend Twitter accounts of several reporters. Susan Lee is with Fox Business Network.
With virtually no notice, you had almost a dozen journalists last night suddenly without access to their Twitter accounts. Now, they all have covered Musk in the past. They've all tweeted or retweeted links to the suspended Elon Jet account, which tracks Elon Jet's private jet. And Musk was pretty adamant that criticizing me all day long, totally fine, but doxing my real-time location and endangering my family is not. And Musk says that there was an incident in L.A. this week where a stalker jumped on top of a car carrying his youngest child. Baby X was in it. In a Twitter poll, Elon now asking whether he should unsuspend the accounts. Majority so far, 59%, say yes.
The Washington Post executive editor criticizing the suspension of one of its reporters' accounts, saying it undermines Musk's claim of dedication to free speech. The Biden administration reportedly plans to send a Patriot missile defense system to Ukraine. Ukraine reporting another round of missile attacks by Russia, blaming them for at least two civilian deaths after an apartment building is struck. Recession fears pushing down the Dow today, now down about 200 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Court documents reveal last month's deadly shooting at a Colorado gay nightclub might have been prevented.
All the warning signs were there that Anderson Lee Ulrich was a danger to the community before allegedly opening fire November 19th, killing 5 and injuring 17 at Club Q in Colorado Springs. Court documents show Ulrich was charged in a 2021 kidnapping case that was dismissed by a judge in July, the same judge who warned that Ulrich, who stockpiled weapons and spoke of becoming the next mass killer, needed mental help. Prosecutors elected not to keep the case active. Ulrich, who goes by they-them pronouns and doesn't identify as a man or woman, now facing 305 charges in the deadly nightclub shooting.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Ending mandatory pay for workers with COVID-19 in California.
The California Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board votes to end a rule in 2023 requiring companies to pay employees who are unable to work because they caught COVID-19 while on the job. Regulators had tried to slow the spread of COVID-19 by requiring infected workers to stay home, guaranteeing they'd be paid. But the board explains it's harder to tell where someone got sick, and updated quarantine regulations mean most workers aren't required to stay home if exposed as long as they do not have symptoms or test positive. The board adopting new non-emergency regulations, which include measures to prevent workplace exposure, If approved by the state's Office of Administrative Law, they would remain in effect for 2 years. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New York lands a free agent pitcher at a cost, Fox's Peter Schwartz.
The Yankees and free agent lefty Carlos Rodon have reportedly agreed to terms on a 6-year deal worth $162 million. Last season with the Giants, 30-year-old Rodon was 14-8 with a 2.88 ERA. The former White Sox pitcher was named an all-star for a second straight season.
I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.